Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
Hello, I'm Steve Miller. North Korea's latest missile tests indicate that Kim Jong-un's government is continuing to advance its ballistic missile technology in defiance of United Nations sanctions. U.S. and South Korean military officials said the first missile that was fired failed shortly after it was launched, but a second missile that was fired flew approximately 400 kilometers before falling into the sea. In a phone call with VOA, the Brookings Institution's Catherine Moon says actions like these weakens China's position to the deployment of a missile defense system in South Korea.
North Korea's new missile test will increase the momentum for South Korea and the United States to adopt THAAD, the missile defense system, for South Korea. This will put China in a much bigger bind than it is now. It will be hard for China to continue to oppose THAAD on the Korean Peninsula if North Korea keeps testing. China won't have much of a leg to stand on.
The countdown has begun for the Thursday referendum that will decide whether Britain remains in the European Union. Both sides are making last-minute emotional pleas to those who are undecided, with less than 24 hours remaining before the vote gets underway. The latest polling data shows that many voters have yet to make a decision, but the number stating that they wish to stay within the European Union has increased after the murder of anti-Brexit lawmaker Joe Cox last week. A 120-year-old prison with a controversial history in the northeastern U.S. city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is being prepared to hold protesters who may be arrested during the Democratic convention next month. Holmesburg Prison was closed in 1995. This is VOA.